From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome in Texas. It is week 9 of the high school football season. It is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. I'm Fred Davis. That's the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, the infamous Steve Randall. And Steve, look, you held it down
we
on the post-game wrap-up.
We did
You know, all the other different names that we've got for the Friday night show, and we're here to tell the tale. And it is week 9. We're getting down to
Atlanta.
It's nut-cutting time. We're in district play. We've only got a few weeks, depending upon you know, where you're at. We're jockeying for playoff position, and let's get this thing rocking and rolling like we do each and every show. We're in the East region of the state, and let's welcome to the program. I had a chance to sit down with none other than one Mr. Trent Miller in his third season with the Willis Wildcats. He's got his team at 8-0 right now, and they're trying to build off a season best, a school best, 12-1 record last year. They got beat by DeSoto. Go figure. Not the first team. Won't be the last. We talked a little bit about that experience, and what the difference is between Houston and Dallas in the high school football world.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lot like Coach Harrison said. You know, when we got to the Alamo Dome last year in that third round playoff game, that was uncharted waters for our entire community. You know, they hadn't been there before. And to play a powerhouse, a dominant program like DeSoto was something that no one had ever had a taste of. You know, when we were at spring, I had an opportunity twice to play against DeSoto and an opportunity to play against Duncanville at spring, both in the third round playoff games. And so myself and a handful of my coaches who were at spring with us, you know, we'd been there before. But trying to get 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids to understand what that atmosphere is like, you know, it's tough. You know, DeSoto is who they are. They're a machine, and they do things extremely fast and with ease. And so trying to get those kids and you know, in our program mentally prepared throughout the week, which is a holiday week, you know, because it's during Thanksgiving, trying to get them to understand, you know, what all of that is and what that really looks like, can be challenging, you know. And so like Coach Harrison at Summer Creek, you know, he's been a state championship game before at Port Arthur, you know, and everywhere else. And so with kids, you know, they don't know unless they can touch it, right? You know, you can only tell them so much, but if they can't touch it, you know, they don't believe it. And so you know, walking out there into the Alamo Dome, first of all, you've got to get there early so they get all the oohs and ahs, you know, like, oh, wow, this is an indoor stadium. You know, this is the Alamo Dome. This is where UTSA plays. Like, you got to get them out of that mindset first. And then when DeSoto walks out of the tunnel, you know, with the left guard who's like 6'8", 380 pounds, you know, like, hey, he's one man, okay? He's the left guard. He's not going to score any touchdowns, you know, like, so – you know, getting past that mindset. You know, of course, you go down the roster. I think last year they had like 23 guys with Division I offers, and you're sitting there doing the math, and you're like, only 22 guys can play. So how does this even work? So, you know, getting past that, you know, and then once the ball's kicked off, you know, football is football, right? But just, you know, like that whole experience was tremendous for our program, because now if we are blessed to get back to that level this year, it's not new for all the returning guys that played against those guys last year. You know, they've been there before. Yeah, the roster's different for us, but it's different for them. But just that hostile atmosphere that you walk into playing against, you know, a national powerhouse is something they've touched it before. So mentally they can prepare. And the guys who weren't, you know, on the varsity team last year, there were JV players that are big-time varsity contributors for us this year. Those varsity guys that were there, they can have those conversations, you know, because kids trust kids. You know, they trust what each other say. Right or wrong, they're going to believe what their buddy says, you know. So I think it was a great learning experience for us. And obviously, you know, it wasn't the outcome we wanted. But from a program standpoint, and when you're trying to develop and build a program, at the end, you know, in the long run, it's going to be exactly what we need. If we can figure out down here in the Houston area, I think, you know, we could excel to that level. Honestly, I think there's more of an emphasis from not so much community or school district appreciation, but you have to kind of go that route, because when you look at the DFW area, I would say roughly 90% of the schools up there have indoor facilities. You know, they spend money on.
Thank you so much for that, Coach Trent Miller. And, of course, we'll replay that again on Friday. Good luck to everybody. All right, what's the weekend look like? We'll tell you next with the slate of games to look forward to.
back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that voice guy. Don't forget about that Uber Eats. It is a must-have, not just on game day, but any day that you need a little something-something in your belly. All right. Like we said, it's week 9 of the high school football season, Steve.
Can you believe that?
You know, look, we're at that point now where, you know, let's just go ahead and fire up the cliches. Every game counts. All right. No man left behind. You know.
But I have
don't
to
make
tell
mistakes,
you, I have to
limit
tell
turnovers,
you.
That sort of thing. You know how it goes.
I have to tell you, I am so excited about Week 9 because there is just so many big games everywhere you look.
A ton
it's
of huge
crazy.
Games. And it really doesn't matter what side
no,
of the state we're talking about. I mean, again, we're at that time of the year where, again, you got teams jockeying for playoff position, teams trying to get into the playoffs, teams that are trying to figure out, you know, what seed they're going to be and how this whole thing's going to shake out.
It's
plus,
crazy.
We got realignment that's factored into all this. So
exactly.
A lot to get into over the next few weeks and see how this thing pans out. But before we get to a handful of games that you need to have on your radar, let's talk to our guy Dan Brunoff, TSN chief meteorologist. Give you a little flavor about what to expect weatherwise.
It's high school football in East Texas once again, and temperatures will be in the low 70s at kickoff. It'll be falling into the 60s during the game. No rain in the forecast. However, we do may want to bring a light jacket, wrap it around your waist just in case you need it by after the second half. Wind won't be a factor. It'll be pretty much light and variable, so the punters or kickers will fare okay. And all I can say is enjoy the game, and I hope your favorite team wins. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Dan, spreading good cheer, giving you fashion advice, and letting you know kind of, you know, I mean, depending upon if you got money going one way or the other, hey, punters and kickers should be okay because of the wind.
They should be okay as long as they have a light wrap.
As long as they got the light wrap, or just wrap the jacket around your waist in case it gets chillier as the night goes on.
Yep.
All right, Carthage, they're number one over there in 4A D2. They've got Bullard coming up this Friday, and of course, I don't think either you or I are, you know, expect Carthage to have any issues there. We've also got Sills being West Orange Stark, rapping or, you know, Buttonheads, Galveston Ball. They're undefeated on the season so far. They're going to take on Bill Barbers Hill. But the games that is jumping off the page, not just in the eastern region of the state, but let's call it what it is. They're some of the biggest games the state of Texas. Let's go out to the 5A first. 5A D2, a little Golden Triangle matchup, if you will. Defending state champion Port Neches Groves, my old hood once upon a time. They're taking on Crosstown rival Nederland this weekend, and of course that's a huge matchup. I covered that game once upon a time back when I was in Beaumont, and then of course the biggest game in the region, North Shore and Atascocita.
Well, you know that Nederland Port Neches, that is, Sports Illustrated said, the best rivalry in football sports history. This is the 100th time that they've met.
That's a bold statement right there. I have been to that game, and
it
is a big rivalry. We'll certainly give them that. We'll talk a little bit about North Shore and Atascocita as well. Lots to get to. He's Steve, I'm Fred, plus a couple PTPers from last weekend. This is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. Glad to have you guys back. It is Countdown to Kickoff. He's Steve. I'm Fred. Just one other game. Like we said, we already talked about North Shore and Atascocita. Atascocita right now ranked number 4 overall in 6A. This is kind of Houston's version of Duncanville DeSoto as far as kind of what this means matchup-wise across not just having, you know, local ramifications, but district as well as state also, because these are two teams that, like I said, you had North Shore, who was a state runner-up last year, Atascocita. And then, of course, don't forget, you got Summer Creek in that district as well.
Absolutely. Now, here's my whole thing. Atascocita, even though they may be well-balanced, they got scared to death by Kingwood last week. I mean, it's crazy. You know, how, and so...
Well, do you wonder, though, do
were
you
they
wonder,
looking ahead?
Yeah, I was going to say, because this is a team that has had no issue getting up for big games, and as our guy Trent Miller told us, you know, you're talking about 16, 17-year-old kids. You can't tell me those kids didn't have one eyeball, and, you know, let's not... No one's getting Kingwood confused for being a state contender anytime soon.
You're exactly right, and they did pull it off. They did. They did pull it off.
That's all that matters, right? It's one of those deals, you just want to get out of there with the W, and And now all eyes are locked into
ready for prime time.
North Shore and Atascocita, absolutely. And of course, we'll have our guy Jackson DePasquale from Vibe Houston. He's going to be at that game, and of course, he'll be chiming in on Friday with that as well. All right, we're going to talk all things South Region in the state of Texas.
Coming up,
more huge games coming up, as well as Ron Friedman, head coach of Alamo Heights. Don't go anywhere. It is Texas State Network.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Uber Eats guy. Welcome back into Countdown to Kickoff. He's Steve. I'm Fred. This is Countdown to Kickoff. Let's go to the Southern Region. We already gave you a little flavor of what was going on in the East. Now let's go out to the South side of things and welcome to the program. Go out to the hotline and welcome one Mr. Head Coach of the undefeated Alamo Heights Mules, one Mr. Ron Riddiman. And Coach, first off, congratulations. Right now you guys are sitting at 8-0 on the season. But again, as the as Marty Schottenheimer once told my old co-host, it's not about how you start, it's where you finish. Where's this Mule team at right now?
Absolutely. We're excited. You know, we've had a gauntlet of a schedule, hadn't had an open week yet, so I can list all these things, but, man, our guys just keep responding. We're playing at a really high level right now. We seem to have gotten better and raised the bar from week one every week. They're really doing everything that we ask them to do, and we're just having fun at practice, and they're performing well in the games, and so We're kind of on a good roll right now, and we just need to continue that this week.
Now, you guys have two more weeks, and then you've got a bye week before the playoffs start. And I've had coaches tell me, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword because some coaches like to have that bye week a little bit earlier in the year. Some don't want it right there because, you know, you got a little bit of, you know, rust versus rest type deal. I mean, again, we don't want to put the cart before the horse, but you guys are sitting in pretty good shape right now. Provided you close things out like we all expect you to, how are you going to take that bye week?
Well, we're going to make it as positive as possible. We've never really dealt with it, so I don't even know the answer if it's good or not. We have some guys that are dinged up a little bit, so for that reason, it might come at a great time to get some guys healthy and back on the field going into the playoffs. But other than that, I don't really know. We're kind of on a roll right now. I hate to break the momentum or the cycle or the we're on a set schedule that's really been working well as far as practice and games and sub-varsity games and all that. And so anytime you change schedule, most coaches and athletes don't like that too much.
No, they don't.
We'll find out.
Look, we all know that you guys are a slave to routine. Let me ask you this: this is a Alamo Heights team that's only lost four games in the last three seasons. You guys lose to Piper last year in the playoffs. How has this run that you guys have gotten on, where again you've made deep playoff runs? How is this team poised to finally break through? And what have you guys learned? And what have you, as a head coach, what have you learned from these last few years?
Well, I think that they're mature enough. A lot of those guys played on those teams the last year or two. But we talk about how do you change what you do. You know, we always say if you always keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to get the same results. And so I'm not complaining that we've been in the fourth and third round the last three or four years. But this team is really driven on how do we get past that? What do we do next? And so you can see a little more urgency through all of offseason, through their summer workouts. Our tempo at practice seems to be a little bit better. We're getting a couple extra reps every segment. You know, there's little things that I think are the details that maybe get us over that hump. And in those games where we've been beaten in the third, you know, it's come down to maybe one or two plays like it typically does. And so we're just having those conversations. Our unity council, our leadership guys, you know, we talk about what does it look like to go play that perfect game in the third or fourth or fifth round. Where talent typically is usually about even, but there's got to be something that makes a difference in a one-score game. And so not only, you know, have we worked on it and tempo's changed a little bit, the urgency's there, I think just their maturity level should help us in a game like that this year.
Coach, I'll get you out of here with this. And your guy, Nick Rogers, we talked to him a couple weeks ago. And in 30 seconds, how big would it be for not just y'all school, but for the San Antonio Metro to have a team represented in the state championship game?
Oh, no, it's huge. You know, and we've been fighting that my whole career basically here in San Antonio. We've got some really good football players, but we also have respect for what they do in Houston and Dallas and the level of talent they have. We got to find a way just to have a better team on that one day or one night for about 3 hours.
Coach Riddiman, I'll tell you what, and Steve knows this, is I'm easily persuadable. I'm on the bandwagon. Let's go Alamo Heights. Let's go Mules. And we'll talk to you again come November.
Yes, sir. It's a great day to be a Mule.
Absolutely. Love you, Coach. Appreciate you. That's the one, the only Coach Ron Riddiman from Alamo Heights. Lots to get to. What games we got going on in the Southern Region? Plus, your weather forecast. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Shout out once again to Coach Ron Riddiman from Alamo Heights. It's a great day to be a Mule, Steve. Okay,
I've heard that before.
It's a great day to be a Mule.
People have said that to me, but they didn't use Mule.
You didn't know what they were talking about.
No.
You didn't know what they were talking about.
No.
Or did you? You did.
Well,
you did.
They didn't call me a Mule.
Well, it was right. Something not safe for radio is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
It happens, Steve. It happens.
What a jackrabbit.
You're a Mule to me, all right?
All right.
People, they take that however they want to.
Yeah.
All right, glad to have you guys back. It is Countdown to Kickoff. He's Steve, I'm Fred. And, again, we are in the South region of the state. And before we dive into a handful of games to get you ready for what promises to be another incredible week of high school football in the Lone Star State, let's go out to our own Mr. Dan Brunoff, TSN Chief Meteorologist, to get you ready weather-wise for this weekend's games.
Lack of rainfall and mild temperatures for the games in South Texas and the Hill Country. Hope everyone has a terrific evening. Light jacket possibly in the Hill Country because temperatures will be falling into the 60s after halftime. Down across deep South Texas, pretty much 70s during the whole game. You'll start off in the 80s. Again, no rain in the forecast and wind will be pretty light. So the kickers and also the passers, quarterbacks should be fair. Okay. Hope your favorite team wins. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
I hope your favorite team wins, Steve.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope your favorite team wins. My Louisville Fighting Farmers got their doors blown off this past week by Capel. No shame in that, though. Capel, and we'll talk a little bit more of that in the northern region of the state. But let's talk all things Southside. And, again, we already talked about Alamo Heights. And when you look at, of course, one of the biggest games, and we've already talked a little bit about what, you know, in the North Shore Atascocita game, but another huge game in Class 6A is going to be, and these are two coaches that we've had on this program already,
right.
And that's Lake Travis and Westlake.
Oh, the battle of the water. The battle of the lakes. 20th meeting, big-time star power, big-time vintage game. This is going to be vintage Austin-Westlake because it's going to be the battle of the quarterbacks is what you're going to see. They do have outstanding defenses, and the trench play is going to be great. But here's my thing. Can Lake Travis run the ball?
You're right.
Okay, and I think literally one or two plays in the entire game is going to be it's going to be the difference of the entire game, and I think this is going to be the district championship right here.
No, and this is the way these guys like it.
I mean, this is
you're talking about two of that, not just the two elite programs in Austin, but you're talking about two of the elite programs in the entire state of
Texas
as well. I know you had one or two other games that you know are tickling your fancy.
Well, out of the South Region, 3A Division I clash is going to be massive. It's Columbus, number one in the state, versus Hitchcock, number two, number one rated offense in all classifications, and I'm talking about Columbus, 59 points a game. Their quarterback Adam Schoble. I mean, he's just putting on a clinic.
Also, too, an under-the-radar game. This is courtesy of the San Antonio Express News, Lanier versus Edison. That game's going on Friday at 7 p.m. They've got five teams battling for four spots in District 12-5A. It promises to be a great game. Lots more coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back in. Final segment talking all things Southern region of the state. Don't forget, you've got Aikens at Bowie. That's going down at 7:30. That's a Thursday night game at good old Burger Stadium. Dripping Springs at Del Valley. That's 7:30 on Friday as well. And then, of course, let's see. It looks like, and our guys over at Cibolo Steel, they're at home this week, Friday, again, 7:30 p.m. They've got San Marcos coming coming to town as well. And so Cibolo, you know, that's a 6A ranked team as well. I want to say they're, you know, it's funny, depending upon what rankings you look at, but I want to say our guy Dave Campbell's got them around 15 or something like that. They're in the top 15. They had that loss earlier this year to Westlake, and so it's kind of been a, you know, I'm not going to say it up and down. I mean, how they've only lost one game all year, but for whatever reason, sitting at 6-1 on the season. Also, too, just another handful of games going on in the Austin area. Cedar Park at Lake Belton. Killeen Chaparral versus Eastview. That's at 7 p.m. on Friday. Georgetown at Glenn. And then Leander at Roos.
Well, you know, El Campo is playing Bay City, which these guys have played for 104 consecutive years. It is the biggest rivalry
in history. And you've caught every single one of them, haven't you?
I have.
I thought you had.
Because I'm 107 years old.
That's kind of what I was thinking there. But you look great for your age.
Thank you.
That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. All things north. Pilot Point, where are you at? We're talking to the coach. Yeah, next. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
We are rocking and rolling right along, if I do say so myself. Let's pivot to the northern region of the state. A little DFW love, if you will, as the DFW is the predominant area in all things north of Texas. Well, not north of Texas, but in the north Texas.
Absolutely. And,
it's easy for me to say.
Where I'm from,
yeah,
the past 20 years, Pilot Point.
There you go.
And I love this story because it's going to be a classic story. Yeah. We've got Coach Chad Worrell.
Okay.
He was he graduated from Pilot Point, went on, got a couple of state championships elsewhere, and he's now come back. Last season, they were 0-for. And so it was a complete clean out. It was time for administration to go, coaches to go, teachers to go. And this is a brand new everything. And we just absolutely love it. He's already won two games this year. And he's got three left in district. And he very well could win out and make the playoffs. Crazy story. We're so excited about it. And we talked to him a little bit earlier, and this is what he had to say.
Well, we'd like to welcome in our coaches, and we certainly appreciate their time and then talking to us. Chad Worrell, athletic director and head coach of the Pilot Point Bearcats. And coach, I was sitting here looking at your season so far, and I tell you what, you have to be happy about what you're seeing with the output of your kids, because when we talked earlier in the year, I mean, last year, rebuilding season, and now you've already won two games, and you have the ability, looking down through district, of maybe winning two out of the next three, or even the next three. So you got to be extremely happy with what's going on.
No, I think we're super happy with the way our kids have progressed. Of course, we always want more, and felt like we could, very easily be sitting here with two more wins if we'd executed and in non-district games. But to be controlling our own destiny after the bye week, in terms of playoff outlook, and with the way the players have gotten better, each week, I'm really happy with that. Well, I just think that they've just really bought into the fact that we want to be better blockers and tacklers, and working on that's not always fun, and in this sport, and the kids have bought into doing that, and they've committed to making themselves better, and they've been lifting weights and trying to do the little things that it takes to get over that hump. And the bind's been great, and the year's flown by because they're such a fun group to coach. Yeah. I mean, hey, you've got to play each and every game. We know that from either viewpoint you're looking at it, whether you're the favorite or the underdog. And Pottsboro's got a great bunch. Coach Poe's been over there a long time, and talk about one of the coaches in the district with an established program just from being there so long. He's got built a great coaching staff, built a great program. They're competitive year in, year out for the region. And so, it's a great opportunity for our kids to go out and play on Friday and see where we're at and take this thing one step at a time.
Well, Coach, congratulations on what you've been doing. In the last few moments that we have you here, go ahead and brag on the guys that are stepping up for you and making a difference this year.
Well, it's really been different kids, each and every week. Dawson David's a senior, two-way starter for us. It's just, really bought in that senior leadership. And, we've got some younger kids, Josh Chumley and, Elijah Jackson on defense, and Ashton Williamson, and some of our linemen has really stepped up and really just you know, gotten better each week, but it's really across the board. So I'm happy with the whole crew of them.
Well, Coach, we're extremely excited to have you in town, and congratulations. I know the year's going the way that you want it to, and you do have three more. Go get them. Go get them, Bearcats, and we'll be watching.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. It's going to be a story for the ages, where they turned the tide, where it was, hey, we were going down a road, not only in the community, but the district, and then the football
team. Absolutely.
It just keeps going, but now everybody's so excited. You can see everything building up.
No, it just changes the entire community.
Yep.
And exactly. Hey, Trent Miller said it himself, you know, that's the one difference.
It is.
And not to say they don't represent, you know, other communities don't support it, but there's just something about here in the DFW when that football team gets rocking and rolling. It changes everything. All right. Coming up next, a lot of good games in the DFW this weekend. What are they, where are they, and who are they? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff. Fred, Steve, and you. Don't forget, you can hear all of this on the Friday night show, as we do each and every Friday, 10 to 12:30, as we take you across the entire state, much like we're doing here with all the games that went down in the entire state of Texas. So, look, we've got a whole slew of games to get to, but before we do that, let's go out to Dan Brunoff, TSN Chief Meteorologist, to get you ready for the games on Friday.
It's a perfect night for high school football, as temperatures will be falling into the 60s during the game, but we got up into the 80s across much of the area today. A light jacket, possibly, just wrap it around your waist. If you get a little chilly towards the second half, go for it. But again, the wind won't be too strong, and about 5 to 10 miles per hour from the north, and there's no rain in the forecast either. Enjoy the game. I hope your favorite team wins. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
We certainly hope your favorite team wins as well. Thank you for that, Dan. And speaking of favorite teams, we've got all the favorite teams here at Countdown to Kickoff. But what are some of the games that are jumping off the page to you, Steve Randall?
Well, and I think it was one of those situations where there's just so many. Now, I can just, you know, just go down through them. But if you're talking about, you know, up north, I mean, you've got Prosper versus Allen, which is going to be huge. You got Richland, which is going to be playing Aledo, which is going to be crazy. Gilmer Pleasant Grove is going to be nuts. A little bit to our south, kind of mid-central Texas, Stephenville Lampasas.
Okay.
That's going to be a huge game. Holiday versus Wichita Falls City View up in the north. How about Carrollton Creek View and West Mesquite?
Okay.
They're both undefeated. That's going to be nutso. So when you just start talking up north, that is some that you just got to keep your eye on.
Greg Riddle, who writes for the Dallas Morning News and contributes to our show every Friday night, and of course he gives you a slate of games to look forward to here in the DFW, and he wrote something that is absolutely just mind blowing when it talks about this Duncanville Mesquite Horn game that's coming up on Friday. From Greg, state number one ranked Duncanville is 35-1 since the start of the 2022 season, and of course they've won back to back 6A state championships. Right in that span, they've outscored their opposition 1,643 to 451. And so what does that mean to you lay folks out there that aren't that good at math like myself? That's an average of 45.6 points per game and an average margin of victory of 33 points. They are now the nation's fourth-ranked team as well. They've got pledges going to Alabama and Oregon on the year. And then, of course, their other wide receiver is a three-star junior. So just a embarrassment of riches for Duncanville.
Hey, I got a stat freak coming up next from North Texas. You're not going to believe what he did last week.
I bet I won't. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. A couple of more things to look forward to in the DFW. Don't go anywhere. It is Countdown to Kickoff. All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome back in. Final segment talking all things the Eastern region. Talking all things DFW. We've already talked
the
Eastern. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Did you mention Richland and Aledo
we
locking
did,
up?
Yeah, okay. That's Every one of these games, I mean, we don't have near enough time to talk about all of them, but yeah, that's going to be huge.
Also, too, Arlington Bowie against Haltom, and the reason why I mentioned that game is Haltom because City. Haltom running back Verdico Roberson had himself a ball game last week. 28 carries, 394 yards, and 5 touchdowns for one young Mr. Verdico. So old VB having himself a ball game last week.
Well, and that's very similar to the stat freak of the week that I was going to talk about, and that's Eagle Mountain, which is Saginaw area, over Burke Burnett, which is North Texas, above Wichita Falls. Running back Terry Starks. Oh, by the way, this Eagle Mountain, this is their first year, so this is their first district game. They beat Burke Burnett 56-26. Running back Terry Starks, 36 carries, 292.
Yeah.
5 touchdowns.
Tell you what, it was a big week for running backs last week. It was a big week for running backs. All right, DF Dub, glad you guys have stayed put. All right, coming up next, we're going to get to the western region of the state. Big weekend for football there as well. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. This is Countdown to Kickoff on Texas State Radio Networks.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
We've done the North. We've done the South. We've done the East. And now it's time to take a look over. Go West, young man. That's right. We're going to West Texas. Talking all things West Texas and West Texas football. And so
I wished I could just record all of these games on TV and just spend the week of just getting Uber Eats and watching them all. I mean, seriously.
Well, that's, you wouldn't be the first, and I'm sure you wouldn't be the only person that would want to do something like that. It is going to be, and you know, again, we're at that point, Steve, that, you know, again, every game counts. Throw the cliches out, whatever the hell you want to talk about. And you know, one of the games that you could argue, and you've talked about it, might be the biggest game. And again, it is a smaller class, but it just goes to show, you know, obviously we do get kind of enamored with the big classes here in the bigger cities, in the Houstons, in the San Antonios, in the Dallases of the world. But over in West Texas, the smaller schools can get after it as well.
Well, and you absolutely nailed it right on the head, and that is probably one of the best in the region, because this is definitely going to be a district. You know, who wins this is going to be the best in the region.
Yeah.
And they've got, you know, going forward, they're going to be district champion. We're talking about Panhandle at Sunray.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both undefeated in district, undefeated, you know, they're 7-0. So nobody's touched them this year. And the Panthers, we're talking about Panhandle, they beat West Texas 69-12 last week. And so they're trying to go into Sunray and beat them. They beat Sunray. Beat Highland Park.
I was
going to
say Sunray not far behind,
68-8.
I was going to say they beat the brakes off of Highland Park. So I mean, this is a this game gives me. And again, I'm going to go. Let's go ahead and just cue the cliches.
Yep.
Whoever has the ball last.
Yeah.
And whoever doesn't turn the ball over.
Well, and that's because you're talking about the matchup of the two top quarterbacks in the region. You're talking about Junior Broxton Robinson for Panhandle. And the Bobcats, they have a senior quarterback, Armando Lujan. They're dual threat quarterbacks. They can beat defenses through the air and on the ground. Each quarterback is also a starter on defense.
I saw that.
So it's going to be absolutely nuts what this game is going to mean to their respective schools.
Well, not just that, but you figure, too, I mean, what it's going to mean as far as just the race for the 2A state crown as a whole, right?
Yep.
I mean, these are two teams that you expect are going to compete for a state championship even after they take care of business. You wonder the over-under, and of course, I'm not saying that these sort of things are set for high school games, but you figure it'd have to be what, probably 75.5, give or take? I mean, somewhere in there. I mean, that's probably too low, if we're being honest.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't think that's true.
Look, these teams aren't going to put up 60 points apiece. I mean, I don't think so.
Well, and they're well-rounded. They have good defenses as well. So I think what it's going to come down to, and you know every coach, they can always, you know, almost put it on a loop, and that is you need to limit your mistakes. That's going to be the number one thing. And then what can you do on defense? What can you do on special teams? And you just literally, you have to block, you have to tackle, you have to throw, you have to run, you have to do the basics.
Yeah.
That's what's going to win this game.
But I'll put it to you like this. Now, you look at this Panhandle team, all right? They've scored the fewest points they've scored all year is 33, all right? And that was in week two against Stratford. They went to Stratford. They beat them 33-27. Other than that, okay, let's be real for a second here. They've scored 64, 33, 43, 51, 41, 50, and 69, respectively, since the start of the season, right? So one thing we do know about this Panhandle football team, they know how to put up points, and they know how to put up points in a hurry. Now, they haven't played anybody quite to the level of a Sunray, with all due respect, too. Now, their common opponent was going to be Stratford, that being Sunray and Panhandle. Stratford, that Stratford-Sunray game was canceled to start the season. So, that being said, meanwhile, you want to talk about defensively. All right, now I take that back. They did play Stratford 3 weeks later, so they beat them 31-14. I'm talking about Sunray beat them. So, again, I expect this is going to be in the 30s or 40s, right? Because, again, like you said, they've got good defenses,
right,
but they've got really, really good offenses.
And Bobcats went to the semifinals last year before falling to Albany, so they're stout.
No, they absolutely are. All right, coming up next, more games to look at, plus a look at the weather to get you ready for the weekend.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Thanks, Uber Eats guy. You just continue to make me hungrier and hungrier with each time you say that. And if you guys aren't on that Uber Eats bandwagon, you need to get on it and get on it stat. All right. We know that, look, it's Friday night, Thursday, Saturday. You know, maybe there's a few Saturday games, but I think most of the games this weekend are going to be on Thursday and Friday. So the question might be, Steve, what am I going to wear? I know I'm going to wear my, do I wear my favorite hoodie? Do I wear my favorite wrap? Do I put my jacket around my waist?
Well, I know this.
There was only somebody to tell me.
Whatever it is, it's going to be appropriate.
It's absolutely
going to
be appropriate. It's just what appropriate piece of attire am I going to wear? Let's ask Dan Brunoff, TSN Chief Meteorologist.
It's high school football weather. Temperatures are going to be nice and cool across the Panhandle and also into West Texas as temperatures will be in the upper 50s to low 60s for kickoff, a little bit warmer out towards the Permian Basin. So you may need a light jacket out there since you're going to be sitting out there for a few hours. So prepare for that. But I don't see any rain in the forecast whatsoever. Enjoy the game. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Appreciate you, Dan. Look, you heard Dan, all right? It's not going to rain, so leave your umbrellas at the house. But if you've got your team hoodie, you've got your team jacket, definitely going to want to put that on. Because once that sun goes down, and by the way, that sun's going down earlier and earlier, by the way.
Wrap it around your waist, and then when you need it, it's there.
It's going to be, it's at the ready, as they say. So let's take a look. We already told you about Panhandle and Sunray. Like I said, we do have some Week 9 Thursday matchups to get into. Talking about the Lubbock area, you got Brownwood and Estacado. That's going to go down at 7 p.m. That's a District 2 4A Division 1 matchup. That's going down Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And then you've got Witherall versus Booker. That's at 7:30. That's a non-district game, if I'm not mistaken. That's going down on Thursday as well. And then, of course, Odessa Permian. They're matching up with Friendship. That's a Friday game, District 2 6A. And then Abilene High at Coronado. That's at 4 o'clock on a Friday. I'll tell you what, you want a double, you get your little double header of football on Friday out there with Abilene High and Coronado when the District 2 5A Division 1 gets to pop it. And then following up with that, you got Monterey at Lubbock Cooper, and that's at 7 o'clock.
Well, you know, something I ran across, and this is not looking forward, it's looking back just one
week. Sir.
I was surprised how many overtime games I saw.
I know that was something that piqued your interest.
That was crazy, like from 2A all the way to 6A and then some private schools. 2A, Seagraves and Tahoka, that was overtime. Canton and Wills Point, now I could actually see that one be overtime. But Lake Dallas and Frisco Panther Creek, we talked about it, but I'm afraid we looked way past it. Four overtimes, Frisco Panther beat Lake Dallas. And then Irving Nimitz, that's a 6A game, 37-39 over Irving in three overtimes.
That just means free football, Steve.
It is.
That just means free football.
Money's
all right, final segment of the show as we tell you about a couple more games and give you a PTP-er from last week. Don't you go anywhere. Countdown to kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. All right, final segment of the show, final segment of the West Region. All right, we got to give a couple shout-outs to some PT peers from over the weekend. This is courtesy of TexasFootball.com. Shout-out to Mr. Dave Campbell himself. Lubbock Monterey running back Kyree Baxter. This kid had himself a ball game.
Yep.
15 carries, 129 yards, 4 touchdowns on the ground, and a 74-yard touchdown catch. But wait, there's more. On the defensive side, he was a menace as well. 8 tackles plus a forced fumble. Then let's head over to Abilene and Wiley running back Julius Lane. He toted the note for 36 carries, 272 yards, and 4 of those he took across the pay dirt.
Well, and you and I were talking just a moment ago, and it's like these kids are putting all their eggs into one basket, being as good as they possibly can mm-hmm. be. You know, number one, to get scholarships, but number two, what about this NIL before enrolling in college? Name, yeah. image, likeness. Are they just, hey, if I do this, maybe I can get that?
No, there's no question about it. You just wonder, though, what slot of that pie are they getting?
Yeah.
Only because you got the juniors and the seniors and the guys sure. that have been there that are already getting a little extra cheddar on top of that. Real quick, Plainview at Abilene Cooper. They've got the countdown to kickoff mojo, just saying. District 25A, that game's going down Friday at 7 p.m.
Can't
Make sure you
Friday.
Check out Friday night right here on these same TSN affiliates. We'll see you then.